to Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Leading off with a big story of the day, here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Down, out, down, out, down.
Friday, Friday, Friday. Friday, Friday, Friday.
Disney on Ice Saturday.
Friday, what?
Disney on Ice.
What, tonight?
Saturday.
So, oh, really? With Roxy?
Yeah.
Three-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun.
Oh, it's going to be great. She's
Where are you sitting for that?
I don't know where this. I don't know. My wife did it.
Disney on Ice. Mice on Ice.
They were sitting on the ice. Like on the, like right there next to the ice.
I'm not sure where the best spot would be to. They don't put glass up, do they, for Mickey on Ice?
No.
So we have no glass? Probably pretty cool then.
Yeah, you want to sit front row, I think.
Have a good time, man. Cotton candy, and you get those things you stick on top of your head and they go back and forth and they glow. I'm telling you, it's Mice on Ice stuff. It's like little ears.
Mice on Ice.
It's Mice on Ice. You know what I used to do when I used to take my kids to Mice on Ice quietly under my breath? Like, fall, fall, fall.
Oh, yeah, you're just... They're not going
to
fall.
You say it quietly, because you don't want your kid to know that you're rooting for Goofy to take a face plant. Fall, 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 fall. Oh, no, no, yeah. Oh, you want some more cotton candy? What about the Mice on Ice? Oh, you don't care about the bite. You're bored. Now you want to go. Dad bought you these tickets. We got you the Bible things on you. Now, you want to go?
Let me tell you this. Never take a kid under 7 years old to a baseball game. I'm just telling you. Mice on Ice, she's going to be good for about 20 minutes.
Who, Roxy?
Oh, yeah.
No, dude, I could take her to movie theaters and she'll watch movies and stuff.
Oh, maybe, because the movie's interesting.
She's going to be interested in people twirling around on ice skates. Trust me.
20 minutes.
All right, we'll see.
Take her to an Avs game.
I'll do that. She'll like that.
Yeah, watch somebody punch somebody in the face.
Here's the thing. For some reason, she just really does not like concerts, like stuff like that. Like, she has fun for a minute. Or, like, I take her to the trampoline park, and if they start speaking over the loudspeaker, she's like, it's loud in here, Dad. I don't like it.
Oh, don't take her to an Avs or a Nuggets game.
Yeah, she doesn't, freak out or anything, but she just tells me. A three-year-old tells me, Dad, it's loud in here. It's time to go.
Dude, I hate to be a get-off-my-lawn old guy here. You cannot believe how loud Nuggets games are, in particular.
I mean, I don't like that. I'm the same way. I don't like loud noises and stuff like that either.
It is over the top. But nothing is as ridiculous as Mammoth games, indoor lacrosse. I mean,
really?
Nothing. It's ridiculous.
It's a big production.
As loud as
it is. Just as loud as they can make it.
It is loud as they can make it, and it does not stop at any point. And it's a little confusing, and you're not sure what the hell's going on.
All right, Nathaniel Hackett, who's hurt, dude?
Jonathan Harris, Dakota Allen, KJ Hamler, and Andrew Beck will all be out for this game. K1, Jerry, and Cortland are questionable right now. And then we've got Brandon McManus had tightness in his kicking quad.
What?
He should be good to go, though.
Oh,
and Jacob Bobenmeier, he is
Bobenmeier.
He had a little stitch incident with his hands, but he should be good to go.
Jabroni! Call up Jabroni!
Yeah, he's probably still hanging around.
It's Bobenmeier. Man, Stooks didn't know Jacob Bobenmeier's name, and neither does the head coach. Kind of sucks when your coach doesn't know your name.
Jabroni.
Jabroni. But he's hurt too.
It doesn't matter.
Our long snapper has an issue and our kicker has a quad issue. None of our starting receivers are healthy.
None of
them.
Sutton's questionable on a Friday.
With an illness that came up today.
I mean, that happens though, man. Like,
it happens. The timing's poor though. So at the best, he'll be playing under the weather on Sunday. He's not going to play. Or if Judy, I mean, he's, I don't know, we'll see. He was running around today. KJ's out. Damn, dude, what is going on? Not like this game was going to be hard enough.
I'll tell you what, man. The thing about an NFL locker room is they do their best to keep it clean. But when you got 53 guys in there and one guy gets sick,
Oh, that's right. Like, who's going to be next?
Because you don't call in sick. Like, there's no calling in sick, right? Like, right. You show up there as sick as you could be, right?
Well, Bradley Roby called in sick one day.
Yeah.
We had fun with that one. Trust me. It became a legend here. We call it a Roby day when somebody's off for not a good reason. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get sick, go to the facility.
Yeah.
It's the best place. It's like a hospital.
There's doctors everywhere. Like, that's where you want to be. They're going to get you right.
Yeah, like that. You're not waiting around. You're not... Your name doesn't go on a list. You get seen right away.
Yeah, you don't want to get. You're not going to urgent care. Right?
So when Bradley Roby tapped out because he was feeling sick, it was, you know, what are you doing, Bradley? He's a good guy, but that was not such a great moment.
Not good.
Like Emmanuel Sanders said, it's an emergency. That's why he was in the emergency lane, officer, because it was an emergency.
Right.
Because being late is an emergency.
Yeah, it's a big fine.
That was great. That was without a doubt, and. I think Emmanuel can laugh at that at this point. But the fact that he was caught on audio telling cops that he was going to be late for work as a Broncos player was an emergency, and that's why he was in the emergency lane, is one of the greatest audio pieces of all time.
I mean,
I know.
I get it. Why? It's an emergency. It is.
Right. But
for him.
Right. We'll have our boy Mace here in a second. Meanwhile, we had some of the owners watching stuff today. Coach Hackett.
Oh, they actually came to watch
apparently.
Play with their toy?
Apparently. Coach Hackett, you like the Penners out there?
Meet with them quite a bit, actually. See Greg and Kerry around a lot. Text with them a lot and have meetings with them weekly. And just kind of talk about everything.
Text with them? Are they in a group text?
Group text.
The billionaire group
text.
Hey,
how's it going, Coach? Did you guys win this week? Yep, we won. All right.
Is that like your kid with their homework? Did you get your homework done? It's done, Dad. All right. Yeah, we're parents. We don't follow up.
Not in my household.
Oh, you follow up?
Nah, I don't, but my wife.
Well, you don't. That's the important part.
Listen, Abby is on.
Oh, yeah?
On their butts.
But you don't.
I mean, I don't.
Right, yeah. I just gave you the example.
I'm
That's what happens.
An athlete, not a mathlete.
I get it. Son, did you do your work? Doing it right now, Dad. All right. Sounds like Call of Duty in there. No, doing homework. It's pretty loud homework. Like,
how did he not die? How did he not die?
You know, kids learn it probably at about 11, I would say. They figure out how just to lie to their parents to just get, you know. Studying for that test? Sure am, Dad. How'd you get an F, son? I don't know. You don't seem to be bothered by it.
Nah.
All right, so the Broncos are beat to crap. They're playing a much better team. They're working out quarterbacks today. What do you say, Josh Dobbs, right? Josh Dobbs?
Yeah.
Big fella, right, Josh Dobbs?
Like, yeah, he's
big,
about
tall dude.
6'4", 6'5".
Okay.
He's got some size on him.
Yeah, so that is an interesting work. Today? They were working him out today?
Yeah, reported by Tom Pelissero.
Tom Pelissero reported it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh. Tom Pelissero. He's having a good week. How's that non-apology going? Josh Dobbs, why are you having quarterbacks work out for you on a Friday?
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Nah, maybe it's about next year. Who knows?
Really?
I
don't know anything about the guy, so I don't know what's going on.
He's a big, tall quarterback. He played in the NFL. He's gotten some action in. Josh Dobbs. Did he play for the Ravens?
No, it was the Steelers, Buccaneers,
Steelers,
and Browns.
Steelers, Buccaneers, and Browns. I don't know. It probably means nothing. They work out guys every
week.
Out
of Tennessee.
That's where Hendon Hooker's from. That's going to be our guy in the draft.
You think?
Well, I watched the JT O'Sullivan video on Russell Wilson, and you got to figure out a different plan. It's not about birthday parties and knees and all that.
So it's not
about playing quarterback.
It's not on the coaches.
You know what? I watched that film. Didn't feel about it as much as the coaches I originally thought.
I know, me neither.
Didn't you have that same thought?
Well, yeah, because I'm like having this like inner battle, right, where I'm like, I want to, like, blame Russ, but then I want to blame the coaches, and then I'm like, It's like a it's like the worst kind of combination you could have. Right?
Goes back
like
and forth.
Quarterback that's just kind of fallen off. Like he's having like a bad year. It's just. But then you got coaches that are just like not addressing it at all.
Okay, but then JT O'Sullivan, our best friend now, shows this video and he's showing exactly what should be easy to read. And you know what? They're wide open. He's not wrong. He's not lying. He's pointing out that and then there's some drops. Boy, that is a killer, man. You know, drops always feel
cut off whatever you were saying about drop passes hurting Russell Wilson.
Well, we're watching that JT O'Sullivan video, dude.
Oh, yeah, that was something.
Well, it was good. What'd you think?
I have never heard in a 30-minute video more creative ways to say somebody stinks as JT O'Sullivan came up with.
Well, it's rated R. We're not telling the kiddos to go watch it on the old YouTube, but, you know, it is interesting to watch a guy who's watching film and he's just reacting to it. And he's just letting it rip how he feels about it.
And not just, like, it's not just Russell Wilson. You mentioned the drops. I mean, there's critiquing of, Kendall Hinton on 3rd and 3, cutting his route off too soon.
He went all through it.
The run blocking there on 3rd and 3 in the red zone where, you have Dulcich on the left flank. You got two other tight ends on the right flank. And everybody gets beaten. Latavius doesn't have a shot. There's a lot. Like, you know, who's responsible? It's like everybody's responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's at fault. No one has hands swimming in ivory liquid on this offense.
What's crazy is to watch this and to understand, oh, this is what these coaches and players have been watching every week. I mean, this is what they do, right?
One can understand why they'd be down about things if they have to go back and basically have their faults, you know, disseminated to the nth degree watching that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like... I mean, these are really basic things.
Yeah.
These aren't complicated, nuanced, you know, sort of techniques. These are like JT O'Sullivan was talking about, man. It's like high school stuff.
Yeah, like there's one play, and I saw this in real time. I think I may even tweet about it in real time. End of the first half, it's 3rd down, and it's the one where Russell Wilson throws it out of bounds for Dulcich, but he's got Latavius Murray there in the flat. The thing that is just... When I watch that in real time, and O'Sullivan really dives deeper into it, is that he's looking in that direction anyway. Latavius is open in his field of vision, and he's at the sticks. He's got a 1st down. Keep the drive alive if you throw it to him, and he's wide open. He probably would have had – Latavius isn't the fastest running back in the world anymore, but the dude would have gotten probably 8 to 10 yards after the catch, gotten you to midfield or close to it. No.
I mean, he ran well for 40 and then stumbled for 12 more. I mean, Latavius is all right. I'm not worried.
Latavius isn't the problem, though.
Well, actually, he is kind of the problem. The problem is he's a guy that you picked up off practice squad because you've had so many injuries.
Well, he's not a problem.
He's not that good.
He's a Band-Aid. Like, he didn't start the fire, as Billy Joel might sing.
He's trying to fight it.
He's doing his best.
He's doing fine, but he's not an answer, and he's not that good.
Yeah.
And he's not that dynamic and blah, 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 blah.
By the way, all that stuff. Did you listen to any of the Hackett press conference today?
No, I did not. Okay. What did I miss?
Well, part of the questioning involved coin toss choice.
Oh, my God. Are we to that point?
Well, here's the thing. They keep deferring, right? They have won the coin toss 9 times this year.
And they keep deferring?
And they've deferred every time. And there was another game
That's the dopey.
He's trying to get a 2-for-1.
Right. You see, I always hated that because I always thought it was better to play from ahead rather than behind. I think playing from ahead inherently is better than the odd chance that you may score and get the ball back.
If you've got a good offense, though, you like having that possession in your back pocket. The problem is the Broncos don't have good offense. So they've had 10 games this year where they've had the first possession coming out of halftime. 9 off of winning the coin toss, and then against the Raiders in Vegas, the Raiders opted to receive because Josh McDaniels has that, you know, he likes to receive the opening kickoff.
So what's the answer? We like the score thing?
I think the answer is, in a lot of ways, this team needs to do the George Costanza and do the opposite. So if they win the coin toss on Sunday in Baltimore, because the only touchdown they have in the third quarter of a game this year was against Jacksonville, and the Jaguars won the coin toss and had the Jaguars had the ball first in the second half. That's the only time that's happened in a Bronco game this year. The Jaguars deferred, got the ball first in the second half. Broncos got the ball next and drove 98 yards for a score. I'm saying whether you're thinking about that, whether you're thinking about your use of formations, instead of going three wide so often, you should go with more to two and three tight end packages. Whatever you've been doing, do the opposite.
Yeah, but
do the George Costanza. Do the opposite.
Here's the thing, Mace. After watching that film breakdown, dudes are open. Dudes are there. They're wide open.
They're there and the QB doesn't see them.
So what does it matter?
Well, I'm just trying to change things up here. I mean, because
clearly
something's not working. You got to shake things up. I mean, like today they played that Friday Rex song Specs. Again at practice. Stop playing that. How successful have they been playing the Friday song at practice?
Oh, it's Friday?
Yeah, they played that again.
They played every Friday.
Yeah. And
you're saying change everything up.
I'm saying change everything up. Play different songs.
Okay.
Different travel routine.
Oh, things are so comfortable
down there. Win the coin toss and take the ball. I'm just saying, you've lost 7 of 8. Try something different. Stick with the run.
So whatever. If you're Hackett, whatever like your gut tells you, go the opposite way.
Could it, maybe I should do this for the offense? Could it get any worse?
Could it get any worse?
Yes.
No, they're dead last in the league.
It can get worse.
No, you know what's funny? Actually, you know what's funny, Derek?
Score less points.
No, yeah, but it can't get worse, but it can get more embarrassing.
Right.
I figured that out because actually you're right. If you are last, actually you can't get worse if you are literally last.
Well, they're next to last in the league ahead of Houston, right?
And I think they beat Houston. And right now the most interesting competition is touchdown passes versus bathrooms.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I think bathrooms are going to have a big week this week.
It's so ridiculous.
Could it get worse? Actually, no. Really. It couldn't. You can't do worse things.
It could get really embarrassing in Baltimore.
That's it.
Kansas City can embarrass them even worse.
Yeah.
But it can actually
get worse.
And if CU hires Deion Sanders, do they try to have the press conference during the Bronco game?
Yeah, well, the big vibe is that's happening on Sunday with Deion.
Yeah.
Big rumors about that on Sunday.
Somebody's getting played here. See
everybody in Colorado because he's going to Cincinnati.
The rumbling in Tampa is they're having a press conference on Sunday, too.
Ooh!
Yeah. Somebody, it's called
leverage.
If it's CU or USF, who's more likely to get played? USF. That's just their place in the world.
Well, like, what do you want us to feel sorry for USF?
No. But I'm just saying that's their place in the world. They usually get played on things like this. I say this from
people are wondering why you're talking about the University of San Francisco right now.
Well, whatever.
Right.
South Florida plays football. San Francisco doesn't. So in football, unless we want to get in like D2 Sioux Falls, that's another USF.
All right, what was going else with those ding-dongs down there? What else is happening?
Well, Jerry Judy was back out there today.
How active was Jerry Judy?
Reasonably active in the limited part of practice that we saw. Running some routes.
All out-ish?
Looked like it. Although the video I got of him warming up, like he catches the ball and there's like a coach or an equipment person or something and then nearly runs into the
pool. Did you guys notice there's no Courtland Sutton out there today?
Yeah, he's ill. Yeah, he's got a stomach bug.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We know that?
Yes, we know that. Stomach bug. That's why he wasn't out there.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't out there. K'Wan Williams was out there.
Bad sushi? Maybe.
No, I think it's because it was... I think it's the weather, honestly.
Stomach bug? Weather?
Yeah.
It was... They practiced inside today.
The cold doesn't make you sick.
Hey, I don't want to be conspiracy theorist, but I do think it's a good idea to wash your hands. I'm a wash your hands
definitely.
Guy.
Definitely.
Yeah. That was a good idea even before the last couple
It really
of years.
Was. It you was know, always a good idea.
Yes, it was.
I don't think that's political either. I think both sides can agree. You should wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands together. I'm going to sound like I'm talking to three-year-olds here.
What a weird week, man. You know, Wednesday seemed out of control with stuff. Then we go with the no-duh report about Hackett, you know, ESPN's breaking news about the Broncos. Hackett was hired for Aaron Rodgers. So say unnamed sources. Well, that's bold of you, ESPN. But that's Jeremy Fowler's reporting it. Of course, we've been talking about that literally 4 months. For the better part of a year, we've been talking about that.
Last year, I mean, plan A was Aaron.
Plan A was Aaron last year when they took Sertan over Fields and Jones. When they took him over Micah Parsons and Rashawn Slater.
I mean, this goes, yeah, it go, literally goes all the way back to the 2021 draft when, you know, when the buzz was Aaron Rodgers is coming.
You know what's so funny? Everybody concedes Chubb over Allen was stupid. But there are so many people that will say, oh, yeah, that was dumb. But no, no, no. 2021 made sense. Yeah. What's the difference? And here's what's about to happen. Everybody acts like they know how these quarterbacks are going to be or they're familiar with them. When you're drafting these guys, nobody knows who they are. So you tell me, hey, everybody out there, you familiar with Tanner McKee? Are you really caught up with Will Levis? How about Hendon Hooker? You down on him?
How about Chad Powers?
I love
Chad Powers. Great example.
Yeah, I love Hendon Hooker.
The problem is, though,
I've been following him since Virginia Tech.
The problem is, you only have the information up to the point they get drafted. You don't get a crystal ball, and you can't make these decisions in any year.
And you don't know how. And some of these guys, you don't know how they're
every position.
Though
it's every position in the draft. It doesn't matter. You don't know how that guy's going to perform, what his mental state's going to go to once he gets to the league.
Yeah. So at some freaking point, guys, you got to take a chance, and you may as well just follow best practices. You didn't do it in 2018. You didn't do it in 2021. And I think the reason we beat this dead horse is we just don't want to see you swing and miss again. And guess what? We looked at that film. You got to think about quarterbacks now. I'm sorry. You do.
Well, you should be doing that anyways because
you should be thinking about quarterbacks every year. Right. For you to bring in Josh Johnson, who's old man River, who's been on 19 different teams, and Brett Rypien. It laid out no competition whatsoever. There should have been somebody in that room Russell Wilson hated. It was awesome that Peyton Manning hated Brock Osweiler. He was buddies with Simeon.
But he wasn't competition. Like he was.
You know what? He was to Peyton. He was enough to Peyton. He was enough to get the juices going.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he hated him. I don't mean he hated him. But
no.
But it's a healthy back and forth.
It's not a hate thing. Yeah. It's a healthy competition.
Competition brings
out the best of most people.
We all saw when Brock was supposed to go in the game, he couldn't find his helmet for 1 second, and Manning charged onto the field.
And Brock's like, ah.
We all saw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's because Peyton just felt that just, it was good. It was healthy.
Having an edge is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm the alpha.
Yeah, and I do not get the notion of why your backup quarterback should be just somebody that's like a white flag that there's no threat. Like,
exactly.
Buffalo has Case Keenum, right? And look, Case Keenum isn't threatening Josh Allen, but he's good enough to where if you have to play him, you've got a chance. That's the other thing. Make every position as good as it can be on the roster.
Why wouldn't you?
Including backup quarterback.
Thank you, Mace. Is Kliss okay?
As far as I know, why?
Yeah, we're talking to him in 20 minutes. We just want to make sure he's all right.
Have you not talked to him since the unpleasantness?
Well, I haven't talked to him.
We just any day that he has to go over there now seems, you know, you just got to, everything's all right.
As far as I know, but right. You ask him and I'm sure he'll tell you.
He's not a sensitive guy.
Well, we'll check in about 20 minutes.
I'm sure he's okay.
DenverFan.com.
Yep.
See you with Cecil.
I'm about to jump on right now.
This is The Drive on the Fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and Dina.
You gonna watch U.S. against the Netherlands tomorrow morning?
No.
No, you're not interested in that? I gotta admit, I'm kind of getting into it. Yeah, I'm getting over the whole like corrupt World Cup for just like USA stuff.
I'll be watching like Paw Patrol or something, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to get in the middle of Paw Patrol.
Tell my daughter that.
Wait, you haven't got to the point you just throw an iPad at your daughter and, you know, she just sits there and drools and then you can just walk away and do anything? But that's how parents handle things these days.
Do that sometimes.
Oh, all right.
I try to limit the screen time.
You don't think she would be into seeing if Christian Pulisic would...
She'll watch football with me.
Well, what about soccer?
And the whole time she goes, Dad, is that you?
There you go.
I'm like, no, I'm sitting
here. How are you feeling about this Broncos-Ravens thing, considering you're technically a Ravens employee right now?
No, I'm not.
I was under contract for this year.
You were supposed to be a Ravens employee right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are your feelings on this one?
I mean, dude, I'd retire to Denver Bronco. Who do you think I'm rooting for?
I'm sure you're rooting for the Broncos, but I didn't know if you got any pangs, any like, I should be playing in this game. Should be out there.
Yeah, I feel like that sometimes. But
nothing special for this?
It's not. Yeah, I'm not like all fired up about it now.
Okay. You won't be watching it and you'll just be yearning for the bank? Oh, man. Well, I want to be back there. I want to be back in Baltimore. Oh, man. It was so amazing staying away from my family for 2 years. And
it was awesome.
Just being near the inner harbor.
Half of my daughter's life.
Yeah, it was just amazing. It's not that strong.
Locked up, not allowed to go anywhere because of COVID.
You don't miss it?
No.
What were you doing? Did you have a house? What did you do when you
had a house? Well, I rented a place the first year, and it was nice because it was like I rented basically a farm. Because from this woman, we became really good friends with her, and she let us rent her farm, and so I could just hunt. I just hunted.
Horse farm? Or
no,
farm.
Just like a soybean farm.
Because I know the ponies are big out there. Everybody's got like horses.
Yeah, Kevin Plank has a horse ranch right down the road from
Yeah, crazy, crazy with all the horses out there.
Yeah.
Come on, Wolf. You know you want to go against that trash O-line.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
Going against the Ravens O-line.
No.
Oh. Anybody you'd really love to go against?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, hey, did you catch Dalton's comments?
No, what'd he say?
I felt bad for the dude. He was on, I think it was KOA, and they were asking about his contract. And he's like, well, they haven't talked to me yet. I'm kind of upset about it. Like, he doesn't say anything negative. So for him to come out and just say, like, you know, anything. I mean, like, anything kind of off the negative thing. But here we are in week 12. Your team is lousy. You're in your contract year, and they're not even talking to you. They haven't here, and now you're talking about how they haven't talked to you. That is big time frustration. You don't go.
But
public.
They brought it up. You know, what's he gonna say?
Oh, you can say, no, that's stuff behind the scenes. I'll worry about it at the end of the year. I mean, that's what you say.
I mean, clearly it bothers him.
Well, no,
it doesn't bother anybody.
No, of course, I want him to be honest, and he was being honest. I'm just pointing out Dalton in general is, you know, Mr. Positivity.
Yeah,
you know, you don't hear a lot of. Well, you never hear any complaining from Dalton Risner about anything. So the degree that is probably sticking in his craw to the degree that he'll verbalize it publicly is pretty remarkable, actually. But I think that's it for him. We have been talking about Dalton. I mean, he's in a tough spot.
About that. Yeah, he is. He's been in a tough spot. I mean, maybe a change of scenery would be good for him.
That sucks, man. Really?
Yeah. Or they'll let him test the market, and then they'll give him a prove-it deal. You know?
Yeah, but now, at this point, if he's got a better offer, he's going to want to go.
Yeah, you got to take the money.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, you just were told after 4 years, local kid, you know, go see what else is out there. Gave Philip Lindsay the heave-ho.
Yeah. They don't care about local.
They really don't
care about that.
You know what's funny? They don't care about the local ties at all. They don't care about what charity work you do. No, not really. They matter. Like it when you do it.
Yeah.
But it never is like the reason they keep you.
No.
Ever. They don't care if you're the greatest guy in the world.
No, they don't care. They don't.
No, it's the degree of how good you are.
It's a bottom line business. Man.
Yeah, that's
it. Production business.
Yeah, no, they don't give a crap.
What is your production?
That's it. The end. What's your bet on Dalton? What do you think he'll be back or not?
I think he'll test the market, and I think he will be back again.
I do too.
Because I think he's not going to, like, I think the offers aren't going to be there.
I don't think he's going to crush the market either, and it's going to be like a Graham Glasgow sort of deal.
Yeah.
It's going to suck. It's going to be an ego blow. It'll still be, you know, a few million dollars, though. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, nothing.
It's over.
I don't think it's over, though. I think they will have him back. But I think the
or he'll go get a deal somewhere for, you know, $5-6 million a year somewhere.
That would be awesome. Hey, man, guards are hard to find. They're not easy to find.
And he is a great teammate, like great locker room.
No doubt about it.
I'm not trying to cast any shadows here, but I can see a real scenario where Dalton Risner goes to the Cowboys.
The Cowboys?
Yeah, they've had offensive line issues for a while, and I think Dalton Risner could. He doesn't need to be special there. He just needs to be good enough, and that's essentially what it's been for the Broncos.
Well, we wish Dalton the best. He's a good dude, and we hopefully
they need a left guard. They already have Zach Martin at right guard.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
I bet you he's back. I bet you he is back. I bet you it's a lower deal, but I bet he's in a competitive situation for that gig.
I agree.
And then we'll just see how it plays itself out. So he may find himself back with the Broncos as a backup next year. Don't be surprised.
Oh, a backup?
Well, it's not rotational on offense. You guys on defense rotate in and out. You don't rotate on offense.
Yeah, offensive line don't rotate.
I mean, what was Glasgow doing this year before everybody got hurt? He was back as a backup.
Yeah.
After being a starter. It happens pretty lousy if you've only been in the league for 4 years.
I just have a hard time thinking he's not going to. Like, I mean, he's been pretty consistent. Like, he's been pretty reliable.
Well, that's the thing
about offensive linemen. They want offensive linemen that are available. The best ability with an offensive lineman is availability.
Well, let's check in with our guy, Mike Kliss. First of all, we just got to make sure Mike's good, make sure he's fine. And, you know, share any insight he's got. Seems like everybody was hurt and the bosses were there. What could go wrong this weekend? Mike Kliss next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Got a photograph. Picture of Mike Kliss from 9 News. It's too much. He's the only one. I want to say that.
See your face every time.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, courtesy of Bed River Sportsbook. First of all,
I
Mike.
I like the walk up.
There you go, buddy. Yeah. We'll get you going. Def Leppard, ready? Everybody, 3, 2, 1, sing along. Mike, we're just making sure. Mike, first.
Too much screaming.
Mike, are you okay?
I'm fine. What's going on, guys?
No. We just want to make sure you're okay. That's
Mike, what happened?
What? I didn't come in on the song I was supposed to come in?
No. We just want to make sure.
No. What happened in the locker room?
Just everything's cool.
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing happened in the locker room.
Oh, God.
Nothing that, Derek Wolfe, I think maybe you chewed on me a time or two over the years.
Never like that. Nothing. Never screamed at you.
No, you didn't. I'm not saying anybody screamed.
Huh?
I'm just saying a little misunderstanding.
Hey, I never threatened you.
It's a tense year. Everybody's cool. Just want to make sure everybody's okay. Why did my voice go so high?
I used to referee men's basketball. What can I say? You just move on. You call the foul, they yell at you. You say, go in the lane again and say, 1-1, fellas. And you give them the ball, and the ball's back in play.
So I'm reading some of the report. Is it a big deal that Greg Penner was actually at practice? It feels like that shouldn't be a big deal.
It's not every day. It's not. I wouldn't call it common, at least in the media viewing. You know, I can't remember the last time we saw him at practice. And I think in times like these, uncertain times with the Denver Broncos, they're 3-8, with more than a touchdown underdog, and the next two games on the road to Baltimore and at home against the Chiefs. You know, when a castle's crumbling, you like to see the rulers, you know, the presence of the rulers.
Ah, yeah. Don't you think he should spend more time there figuring out what's going on?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think in today's world, really, Derek, I think that it's not like in the Mr. Bolin days when he was at every practice, especially in COVID. No one's in person anymore. Everyone does.
COVID's
business.
Done. What are you talking about? We're not in that anymore.
Yeah, but it's still that kind of world. Oh, you know, it's still a virtual.
I'm a virtual owner. Can I own over Zoom? Can I own the team over Zoom?
Like, come on, man. Go to the team that you just bought. You just bought. It's like a new toy. You just bought a new toy. You want to play with it.
I don't care. Here's the deal. I don't care how they come about the decision. Right now, guys, the Penners are all Broncos country has for hope. That's it.
That's true.
I mean,
that
it's not true. The quarterback. It's not the coach. It's not the GM. All their decisions that they've made, it's a little shaky right now. The Penners, Broncos country needs the Penners to make the right decisions here. Whenever they decide to make it, no later than the end of the season to get this thing right.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter how they come about that decision. I do think they're on the phone a lot. I do think they're talking to a lot of people. I think they're gathering a lot of information, and they want to make some reasoned decisions at season's end.
I got a reason for you. You're 3-8.
This franchise is football wise is crumbling. And however they make the right decisions, I don't know, but they need to make the right decisions. And I think it's all on them.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
Now it is. Yeah.
When they bought this team for $4.65 billion, they thought they were getting a jewel.
That's nothing to them. That's nothing to them, Mike.
Do you think they are surprised that it's this bad? We all are, right?
Yeah. I would think, I do think Greg Penner knows new football pretty well before he bought the team. From what I understand, he's been a Broncos fan, followed him pretty closely the last 10 years. He's known Joe Ellis for about 10 years, and they've talked off and on. So I think he's, as much as you and I know D-Mac, I think Penner had a pretty good idea on the Broncos. And, I think when they got Russell Wilson, they thought that $4.65 billion was going to be worth $6 billion in lickety-split. And then along with the economy, things and the team – things aren't going so well right now.
Here's what I do think they're probably surprised by. I think this is probably fair. I think they're probably surprised that they have to make these type of decisions this quickly into their ownership period. I bet you anything, absolutely, they thought they had a couple years at least. I mean, maybe even three with Peyton, Hackett, Wilson. They're really, we're good. We're good, right? They're taking it serious. But all of a sudden, it is like express time. Like, all those decisions you may have had to figure out in 3 years, you may have to figure out in 3 weeks from today.
I agree. I thought they were getting this. I thought they were taking over a team in great shape. I thought while the last 5 or 6 years were rough for Joe Ellis and John Elway, I thought that this franchise was in very good shape going into this season. And it's not. It's been the worst. It's been not only the worst case scenario, it's been worse than that.
Yeah.
And it is a very tense time for this Broncos franchise because, I mean, they're 3-8 now. If they split, which is unlikely, if they split the remaining six games, they're going to wind up 6-11, which is worse than the Fangio Teddy Drew Lock season of a year ago.
Right.
And the biggest Bronco hater and the greatest Seahawk optimist couldn't have predicted that.
All right, Mike, who you got this weekend?
Oh, I got the Broncos. No, I don't. I should take them, but
what's your score prediction?
I just this team can't score.
Nothing's changed.
It's just getting worse, actually.
Yeah, and nothing's changed this week, right? I mean, there's no changes this week.
No. Doesn't say, well, maybe Judy coming back.
Oh, really?
It looked a little encouraging today. He did some team stuff.
But Cortland might be out.
What's that?
Cortland might be out.
Well, it's a stomach right. flu. I think that would keep him out. Yeah, I wouldn't
it's
think
probably a 24-hour bug. He'll be good.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you hope. So, Judy could give him a little shot, but...
Did you talk to Penner today? Did you say hi? Did you say hi to Greg and Carrie? Did you give them our love?
Well, did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I did shake Greg's hand.
Oh.
You know, he welcomed me. He shook my hand.
What's up, Greg?
So I guess not everybody hates me.
We love you, Mike.
And on that note, enjoy your time in Baltimore, Mike, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Not everybody hates
me. Crab cakes and football.
Mike Cliff.
That's what Maryland's about.
Courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook. What would you say? You know who was talking to Penner today? Bolsey.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Good for Bulls.
Yeah.
Gotta love Bulls.
Love Bulls.
Yeah, he's
the best. Doesn't love Bulls.
He's the best.
You know, my zone is GB zone.
Yeah, what do you think he's saying to, what do you think he's...
GB zone. GB zone.
What do you think he's saying to...
That's so funny.
GB zone.
I put all my arms and legs into and let him trust.
What?
GB zone. No, my zone is GB zone.
Okay.
The AutoZone one is good.
This is why he hates me. He doesn't hate you though, right? Not you're boys with him, right?
That's my boy. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He definitely does not like you.
Oh, I know. Just hold on. Not nice.
Matter of fact, when I told him, I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to do radio," yeah. And he was like, "Well, don't go to the fan. I can't stand D-Mac."
GB zone.
All right, geez, stop picking on Bolsey. I'm sure you're setting the Penner straight today. Football at 4 is next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat. For my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.